They say it's a gift from the Creator for our people. Oof, I could feel my neck hair standing on edge. The whole team is sitting on the sky bus together. Frank and Ayana sit together in nervous silence as their classmates discuss their own theories.
The great unfolding.
Sweet. I hope we can harvest something to study for the lab.
I wonder if it's fire retardant.
Fire? It's pretty much a light wave. That's what I read. So it can't catch fire?
The bus ride was quick, and it's over just like that. They get off, and they're down at the site. It's all cordoned off from the public. There's tape, gates, and all kinds of people in full hazmat suits, which, of course, the students have to get into as well, over at their student tent.
Over here, everyone. Suit up.
The expedition into the tunnels began before Ayana had her gloves on. She rushes to catch up, just in time for the lead instructor to say,
"Grab some samples and chart your readings,"
before skirting off deep into the tunnels.
Not even a good luck or be safe? Here we go, I guess.
They follow each other into the dark, murky tunnels, the eerie sounds of the city humming overhead, echoes of water running and dripping. It's very dark. Ayana can hardly see Frank in front of her. She can hardly make out anything at all. And suddenly, a warm, bright light appears. The light is pulsing and growing. Ayana feels drawn towards it. Suddenly she can smell sweetgrass and coffee. She puts her hand out to feel the wall. It feels like dew inside her glove.
That's strange. Nothing should be getting inside.
Come on, Ayana. Catch up.
Frank calls to her as he disappears inside the wall. She takes a deep breath, and she walks into the great unfolding for her first time.
Original Universe creation, composition, and production by Coley Ross. Original theme and score by Real 8. These podcasts in the Something Else universe were brought to you by CFUV. Support Indigenous Arts. I can be contacted via Instagram at the_r.a.p_. Director's notes come next. Thank you for listening.
Didn't that feel nice? I really hope that it did. It was my hope in creating this episode that I could provide some reprieve for myself and for other listeners who might just feel exhausted by all of the sad and negative things that exist in the world. And so this was meant to be that little ray of sunshine, and Ayana as a character herself is really meant to represent that. I really tried to bring into reality a generation that not only is resilient and recovered from colonization, but I tried to imagine a generation that had never been impacted by it in the first place. And so we really see a character that is carefree and loving and has just a deep love and sense of connection, and these things that I truly hope for myself and for all of my kin out there in the world. And so, yes, another Breath of fresh air. Before I really dig into it, this director's note will be quicker than some of the others, but there are some little hidden things that I wanted to talk about, like the title. If anyone had any guesses for the WS complex, it's definitely a little ode to the white savior complex and potentially how these reparations and this well-intentioned phenomenon can often play itself out. So I don't know if that's a little bit of foreboding for some stories in the future or how the WS and things for Aeon are going to continue to unfold, but you'll have to stay tuned for more content to see. And then there were like little other things like the Bellum Celestis. I don't speak Latin, but the best that I could research was that it directly translated to war criminal. And so definitely that is how I feel about the atrocities committed here in North America against Indigenous peoples by, several organizations, including the church. Did want to briefly mention here that these are stories and ideas, but they could very well be a reality. And so if there are church-going folks or churches that are listening to this podcast and are inspired at some point in the future, that is something that we could address, definitely, as I continue to make content like this, setting up some kind of a land trust for churches to be physically returned to Indigenous peoples. Would be something that could exist, and I would like if it exists. So stay tuned in the future, or get in contact with me. Let's make these dreams a reality. Something a little more cheeky is as I was imagining what a carefree generation would look like. I was thinking about some contemporary issues that face us as a society and us as urban Indigenous individuals. And certain individuals, such as a certain former teacher or professor at the U of T, and some of his more concerning platforms and beliefs that really stem from white supremacy and how these things are often given so much of a platform, and how that's very disappointing. And so choosing the name and the institution, because the podcast takes place in Haudenosaunee land or Tuckerano, and we'll get into why. But so the Coates Polytechnic, where Ayana attends, is formerly the U of T. And I called it the Coates Polytechnic after Ta-Nehisi Coates, the writer, the famous Black writer who really tackles a lot of cultural issues in a very strong way that I admire, and often tackles white supremacy themselves. And so I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we lived in a world that was past celebrating and looking up to and idolizing these kinds of idols like Mr. Jordan Peterson, and if they instead celebrated and held up individuals like Mr. Coates. And so that's what I'm doing here in this podcast. Yeah, you might notice some little things like Ayana's turning 20, because we're imagining the future where education is fast-tracked, and I talk about the glyphosate allergy, and so things like that. Like, as we are living in a society where we are more and more disconnected from the natural world and natural rhythms, are we going to be experiencing that within our bodies as sickness, like glyphosate allergies, as our bodies will indicate to us that this is unnatural? And of course, individuals who might have a sensitivity to gluten, like myself, will always miss bannock and fry bread so dearly. So Yeah, there was that in there. And then really simple things too. Like I just wanted the listener to be kind of taken to through a couple simple days and how it would really feel, and maybe even be transported there themselves and get that reprieve and that reset. But, you know, she is a future Indigenous woman, but she's still maybe tackling some contemporary Indigenous issues like tardiness. Not to throw shade or say that everybody who's Indigenous is tardy. It's definitely something I struggle with. And so wanted to just kind of bring those modern day things into the future in a playful way. And then also too, like just the whole environment in general. Like I really tried to imagine what an urban environment could look like if it worked to foster or bring back Indigenous ways. So like the morning greeting, the interactive sweetgrass. And lastly, this was really important to me, but as an Indigenous person, really valuing intrinsically the life of all things and seeing things not in a hierarchy and more as kin, all living things seen that way. And so I haven't heard it done in a story yet where it is imagined what a relationship between Indigenous folk with this love for all things, and imagining that AI itself is also valued as alive. And so the relationship between a living AI through that perspective and Indigenous folks. And I tried to really cultivate that in the little glimpses of the relationship you see between Howell, her little room bot, and Ayana. And yeah, so I really just hope that everybody that was listening really enjoyed themselves, and it can maybe get some dialogue going around reparations. And before I take up too much time and sign off here, the location was chosen for the newest occurrence of the Great Unfolding. As I was doing research into different land areas on North America as a whole, and found old stories about old Indigenous land and kind of more creepy or spooky events that happened in old waterway tunnels that are underneath Tacarano. And so I thought, oh, that would be a really good place to to have this begin to take place again, especially if we consider things from an Indigenous perspective around time, and time not being perceived linearly and being perceived cyclically instead. And so this kind of idea of what was playing out then and how it's playing out now and how that's all interconnected. And even the idea that this story in itself, as it's a story and an imagining in itself, could be already playing out as I stole bits and pieces from our lived reality, and I'm breathing life into them and imagining them in this other context and way, which is the second plug for church-going folks and churches. If you're listening, let's work towards this. Let's get an actual church donated back to Indigenous peoples and set up a land trust through this podcast. Definitely stay tuned for more. I love creating these. So much work goes into creating these little worlds and these little characters and these little nuances. And I hope you as listeners are loving them as much as I loved giving creative birth to them. And with that, thank you for listening. Please share this with your friends and relatives.
A big thank you to Cooley, Ross, and CFUV for sharing that with us. That was the first episode of Something Else. You can find more episodes at cfuv.ubic.ca. And now we'll hear some music by Cooley and her project, The RAP. This is Refortified. CJSF 90.1 FM. Refortified by the RAP, the Road Allowance Peoples, the musical project of Cooley Ross. We just heard the first episode of her new radio project, Something Else. Once again, you can find that at cfuv.uvic.ca. You're listening to all of that here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. Different university, different campus community radio station, but we all work together. So earlier in the show, I talked about two live crew and a radio interview I wanted to play. We don't have time. I'm sorry. Instead, we'll just hear some cool music to take us through to the end of the show. We are going to start with the band Ragadeth that I mentioned. The record that I'm going to play is from the mid-90s, I want to say the 1994 thereabouts, yeah. And it's cool. Michie Mee is one of the vocalists on this album in this band. You might know her as a very influential Canadian hip-hop pioneer. In the 90s, as everyone was doing, decided to experiment with rap metal. So this is kind of reggae, kind of metal, kind of rap, all cool. So enjoy this. Their first single of any notable, of any note. This one is called One Life.
Love the life you live, and live the life you love. Cause after life, there's death. Ragga death.
One life to live, you better love it, you're gonna leave it. You won't swing your life, you have to strive to survive. Keep your heart clean, take your time, no other. Cause anyway, you're bad, you know the goodness much better. One life to live, you better love it, you're gonna leave it. You won't swing your life, you have to strive to survive. Keep your heart clean, take your time, no other. Cause anyway, you're bad, you know the goodness much better.
Here's the story of your life without climaxes. While I have this, but I keep this great and focus. Cause I know this never lacks, you were born. People and the stigmas in the eye of nothing, holding on to something in it. Members, I'm storytelling all your fables, cause I'm able to know why you were you like from the time you in a cradle. It's a shame you had to catch a life of pain, but connections are connected and it's almost like a chain. People falling, but you were one to keep your head high. And this prize for kid had gone like you were that much fly. I know what goes around comes all the way back. You might be fat now, but one day you'll be right. So if you keep it confident, then your confidence cool, but don't be hard headed.
Live the life you love. But after life, there's death. Ragga death. Trust me.
One life to live, you better love it, you're gonna leave it. You must be alive, you have to strive to survive. Keep your heart clean, take your time, no honor. For anyway, you can, you know the goodness must follow. One life to live, you better love it, you're gonna leave it. You must be alive, you have to strive to survive. Keep your heart clean, take your time, no honor. For anyway, you can, you know the goodness must follow.
Everyone get them life, it serve a purpose. But some white oats are on the wall, it's unconscious. Walk a vanity, then there's a fight on a bus. Every day me hear another get a youth called buzz. When you step up, people want say you mash up. Dear fight you get, and them want say you wash up. When you pick up, make sure you bring them the fun up. Cause only for people want you dropping at the dirt.
What life to live, you better love it, you're gonna leave it. You must win your life, you have to try to survive. Keep your heart clean, take your time, no honor. Cause anyway you go, you know the goodness must follow. One
This is Bird Note. yourself lucky if you see or hear the melodious Piping Plover.
They have a very distinctive and melodic call. In fact, their scientific name is Charadrius mellitus.
Not only are the shorebirds tiny and conveniently sand-colored, they're also threatened in much of their range. Anne Hecht has studied piping plovers on the Atlantic coast for over 35 years. In that time, she's seen plovers get a big boost from something rather surprising: hurricanes.
Piping plovers really prefer beaches where there's an open swath of sand, little to no vegetation.
And that's exactly what Superstorm Sandy left behind on barrier islands in New York and New Jersey. Plant-free sandy beaches actually offer better camouflage for nesting plovers.
The nests and the birds really blend into the sand, and they're very difficult for predators to detect.
And once they hatch, plover chicks have an easier time foraging on storm-washed beaches. Where these hurricane-created habitats were protected, piping plovers have boomed.
I consider piping plovers, for all of their vulnerability, to be extremely lucky birds. They have such a dedicated network of conservation partners who work so hard to protect them.
For Bird Note, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
You such a faker. Give you all my love and you do nothing but to take. You so lucky. I like your yummy yucky. Let you lick the rim and now you drinking all my honey. Is it true? You like him bad and blue. Acting like a nut and got me twisted like a screw. You so lucky. I let you call my name. Pushing on your buttons, baby. Look how fast you came. Heard you wanna party. Heard you wanna love me. Now you surging in my socket. Double check my hand around your neck. See, I'm so neat, freaky, but I heard you like it messy. You wanna check me playing like you do? Ring around the rosy, push it, pull it through. You so lucky, rain and give you flood. Finger on your trigger, licky, 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 you wanna
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show.